Ksubis Perek Yud Mishnah Aleph. This is another very important Perek, the Gabi Dinim of Gvias Chovis Bechlal. The context over here is, of course, Gvias Ksubo, like we had the Shak V'Tayah, the Gabi, the Dinu Dvorim, the Toyim V'Nitin of collecting the Ksuba. Now we're going to have the Dinim of Shibudim as far as collecting the Ksuba. So one of the Dinim the Mishnah discusses over here is Misha Yenosu Shtei Noshim V'Meis. He was married to two women. Vomes, he died. Obviously, both of them are being goyve ksuba. So the question is, let's say there's only a certain amount of nechosim that he has. Harishoyna koydemes lishnia, the shibud that she has is chal first. The shibud, by the way, the shibud nechosim is from when they got married, not from when he dies. Even though the chiv befoil of a ksuba is only when the husband dies, but the shibud nechosim starts from earlier, which means that a ksuba is not a choiv that's chal la'acha miso la'acha gerushin. The ksuba is a choiv that's mitzad the marriage itself. Therefore, the shibud nechosim starts with the marriage itself. The nusach, the way Rabbi Chanan says it, is that the shibud nechosim of a choiv starts when the siba hamachayevis of the ksuba is. The siba hamachayevis of the ksuba certainly is the marriage, not the death. The marriage creates a shiba that he has to his wife, which will kick in befoil lacha moise or lacha gerushin. So therefore, the rishon is kedemus lishnia. V'yoshe harishon koydmin lishnia liyosh shnia. The same way wife one has a schus kedima to wife two, the same thing is true about the yoshim, sons, for both of them also is a schus kedima. The Gemara has a whole arichus, what's going to be if the shnia is Magdim and Teufis Nechosim before the first. Does that mean that there's only a Seder Gvir that Bezdin presses, but Lamaisa, both of them have equal Schusim? So if the second one was Goyva first, she keeps it? The Maskon of the Gemara is not. The Maskon of the Gemara is that a Schus Shibud Koydemes, but that is a Shibud Meucheres. The Shibud Koydemes is the Zoicha. So even if the Meucher took it, L'maisi v'moitzit miyodo, and it goes to the Rishonim. This, by the way, with Kedima in Gvias Choiv, is true when we talk about Shibudim. Shibudim is on karka. Let's say a person dies, and he leaves over only cash. On that, there's no din Shibudim. Shibud koidemes doesn't really have more of a din than a Shibud miucheres, because it wasn't chal in the nechosim. He owes money. So who does he owe money to? He owes money to both parties. If he owes money to both parties, l'maisa, if the second one will be teifis first, then we're not going to be mitzi miyode. Now we have another case in the Mishnah. The case in the Mishnah contrasts a ksuba, which yorshim are being goyve, midin choiv, like any ksuba, as opposed to a ksuba which wasn't collected, the woman never had a schus, her yoshim are claiming the amount of her ksuba from the husband's estate, midin ksuba's ben indichrin. Ksuba's ben indichrin, the way we discussed in the fourth parak and the fifth parak, is that Chazal misakin that a woman's ksuba, the Ikka ksuba and the Taisus ksuba and whatever was added into the ksuba, goes to his children. That means if she collects the ksuba because the husband died before her, or the husband was megarishus, so then it goes to her. Versteitzach, that if she dies before she collects, or if she collected the money goes to her legal yoshim. But there's another halacha that even if she didn't get the ksuba, so his children from her will yashin her ksuba. Now they're yashin the chosim anyways. The nafkamina of that is, let's say a person has two wives. One wife had six children. One wife had two. L'chayru, all his, let's say, has $1 million. All his assets are divided eight ways. Eight ways would mean $125,000 out of $1 million. Each one would get $125,000. But the part of the Yerusha, which is the choiv of the ksuba of each woman, which rather the women died first, they never got the ksuba, that amount, if it goes to the sons, so there's going to be this amount will go and it'll have to be divided up, a much smaller chelik for each one. It'll be divided among six brothers. And the other ksuba will be out of proportion, will be a much larger amount for the two brothers because they only have to divide it two ways, not six ways. So that's the halacha of the ksuba's been in dichrin. So what we have over here in the Mishnah is Noso Sarishon of Vameso. He married his first wife. Vameso, she died. So she never got a ksuba. Noso Shnia Vamesu. Then he married his second wife. And he died. Now, who's being Yerush his Nechosim? Children from both wives. But the children of the first wife have a right to take out of the Yerusha the chelik which is connected to their mother's ksuba that their mother never got. That's ksuba's benin dichrin. But the second one, the husband died before the wife. See, the wife has a schus, and then let's say she dies, her children have a right to collect midin ksuba. Ksuba is a choiv against an estate. It comes before Yerusha of ksuba's benin dichrin. And therefore, even though they're shnia, the ksuba actually was a chalois chiyuv that was chal after the first one, but since it's a choiv as opposed to a yerusha of ksuba simon, midin ksuba s'nindichin, the halacha shnia v'yasheo, koid min liyoshe harishonu. The nekuta that's not clear that the Rishonim are done on is that's mavur over here that this ksuba s'nindichin, even where the husband really, when he dies, has assets coming out of his estate which are going for a ksuba. Maybe b'mkoyim ksuba, there's no ksubas min adichin, even though it's really two wives. The ksubas min adichin over here is from the first wife, Yerushim, and the second wife's Yerushim are collecting ksuba. I feel like we say there's a din of ksuba, and there's a din of ksubas min adichin, zelachot v'zelachot. Mishnah Beis. Misho yenosu shtei noshim, he was married to two women, umesu, and they died, v'achakach mesu. V'yisoymim v'vakshim ksubas imon. This is the din of ksubas v'nedichin, like we said. V'ein shom ela shtei ksubas. And l'maisa, what's left in the husband's bank account in his estate, is enough to cover the two ksubas. So, Chazal only wanted the din of ksubas v'nedichin, which is an artificial Yerusha. It's just to shore up the schus of the mother by having their children yash and their ksuba. It's not real Yerusha, because real Yerusha would have to be divided between all the brothers equally. So Chazal didn't want the din of ksubas v'nedichin being mevatel and gantz in the din of Yerusha. Therefore, if when he dies, ein shom ela shtei ksubas cholkim b'shava. We don't give any space to the din of ksubas v'nedichin. And all the brothers, eight brothers, like we said before, six and two, they divide b'shava. That means we don't practice befoil in that type of case. What do you need in order that there should be a chalois of ksubas v'nedichin? Hayasham moisa dinner. If there's one dinner, a minimal amount left, and that'll be enough for Yerusha deraisa. That means the ksuba of each of the women was 1,000 zuz. He left over when he died 2,000 zuz and literally in $5 and one dinner. The halach is we treat that dinner, that $5 bill, as the Yerusha deraisa. And then there'll be ksubas v'nedichin to split between the two wives, the children of the two wives, kefi each one's yashim. So then, when there's a moisa dinner, elu noitim ksubas simon, vaf elu noitim ksubas simon. Im omru yisoyim im anachnu malin al nichse oviv yosa dinner. If l'maisa, when he died, he really didn't leave over. But the yisoyim, some of them don't want to divide equally. Like we said before, you have a case where one wife had six sons, one wife had two sons. The ones that are two very much want the din ksubas v'nedichin to be chal, because then they'll take half the Yerusha and they'll divide it two ways. It's a lot more than if they have to split with another six brothers. So let's say there are two, say, okay, you know what, we'll throw a dinner into the pot, and with that we'll be mekayim the din deraisa, and then gevaldik, we have din ksubas v'nedichin. They want to add in anachnu malan anachse avinu yase dinner. We'll give a dinner. Kidei sheitu ksubas in ein shemin lahem. El shamas anachosin bebezdin. Now, why doesn't the Mishnah just say ein shemin? What's the shaman is anachosin bebezdin? So it could be what the Mishnah is saying is a din that's mavu over here in the Gemara and Rishonim. What happens, let's say, the two ksubois were each 1,000 zuz and the husband died and left over exactly 2,000 zuz. So we said in that case, there's no ksubas v'nedichin because there's nothing left over for the Yerusha deraisa. So what happens if the nechosim were worth taka 2,500 zuz? There was plenty enough for Yerusha deraisa. And then the market took a sharp dive. And lemaisa, at the point when you want to make chalukah, when you want to settle the estate, it's only worth 2,000. So the halacha is that Ksubs bin Adichin kicked in. It was chal. And now we're going to divide 2,000 equally between the two families, between the two wives, their children. And the six brothers will get one chelik and the two brothers will get another chelik. So we're shomim the nechosim in order to know how much the estate was worth and whether it was a din ksubas nedichin. The same is true for ket. Let's say that we tack only 2,000 zuz, b'shas misa, and then later on, by the time you wanted to settle, the estate rose in price and now it's worth 2,500. Oh, you see, there's enough usury. I said, no. If b'shas misa, when he died, there was only 2,000. At that point, there wasn't enough for Yerushal D'Oraisa. The Din Ksubas Nedichin doesn't kick in. And then all eight brothers divide the estate equally. Maybe that's why it says over here, Shomer Sanechosim Bebesin.